Middle Tennessee, Southern Kentucky, and Northern Alabama. You're tuned to AM 1300, WNQM, Nashville, Tennessee, Nashville Quality Ministries.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, and Baruch Hashem Yeshua. That means praise the name of Jesus. We are One Messiah Congregation, and we are here this afternoon to be with you for the next half hour. Thank God we could be here. We are One Messiah. My
wife
is here.
Praise the Lord. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Good to be here.
Sister Ann.
Praise the Lord. Good to see everyone.
Yes, we are getting to be like the Three Musketeers, but good ones. But we're here today. Praise the Lord. And thank God we could be here. We're One Messiah Congregation. We try to be here, Lord willing, every Sunday at 3:30. And we're streaming on the internet, of course. You can go to the website there. If you ever want to send us anything, we're at P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. And I'll give you that again at the end of the broadcast. We are oneofmessiah.net on the internet, oneinmessiah.net.
And Angelo, what is our subject today?
Well, today is an interesting subject. You know, as we talk to people and converse with people, we come to find out that the basics of the belief of a believer in Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, have been neglected. And they want to go on to bigger and better things. And, you know, but I think today we should talk about the foundation, you know, the basics. And this is what we're going to talk about, Lord willing. Today is July 8th, 2007. It was still in the fourth month of God. It's the 22nd day. This month has no name in the Bible. And we don't call it Talmuds like Judaism. We're not Jews from Judaism. We're Jews from the Bible. And we're all here in one body, one spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen. The point out of that is that God does have his own calendar. And if you want to know anything about that, please call us or write us. We'll give you our telephone number and website later. But in Hebrews 5, it says, I think this is what you're talking about. It's for when, for the time ye ought to be teachers, because everybody wants to be a teacher, right? Ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. And is that what's happening today?
Yeah, that's Hebrews chapter...
Chapter 5.
Very important, mm-hmm. Of course. You know, people, I think we need to get back to the milk of the word, because everyone is so interested in, prophecies and all the mysteries of the Bible and, you know, just everything that's, that sounds exciting, but they're missing the basics. You can't, when you build a house, what do you usually do? Put up the roof first?
No, foundation.
Amen. You know, and you know what a lot of people don't understand yet? I could tell in the Christian world that there's one law to the homeborn and to the stranger. That's Exodus 12:49. And you can look many places. And these oracles of God, these commandments that were given on Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments, you know, they were for everyone, the mixed multitude and all the Israelites. It wasn't like a separation.
Well, I was going to mention in the southern, you know, in the south, in the Bible Belt, we learn about Jesus first. We don't really learn about, you know, the background and everything that he taught first. It's like we understand, you know, his love and we understand his grace. We kind of learn that first here in the Bible Belt, in Protestantism. If you're Catholic, you're learning that as well. That's the foundation right now, I see, for many people that I know that go... You know, that I know. I mean, so there's that foundation. But I think that's lacking, actually. There's so much more.
Right. So what you're saying is that they're taught to be saved, ask Jesus to come into your life.
Right.
But the part about repentance and what they're doing wrong and what has been wrong in their life specifically is not mentioned, really. It's kind of fogged over. And you ask Jesus to come do it for you. So the foundation isn't really there from the beginning.
Right.
They were never given the foundation.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Right, yes. Absolutely.
You know what one of the problems is? I'm sure you will agree with this. Most Christians, what do they start reading first?
The New Testament.
Right, the Gospels and the letters. And that's only 23% of the Bible, which came in the future when God gave the Torah to Moses. And, of course, that is the Word of God. Even Jesus, Yeshua himself, said that he didn't come to destroy the law, Torah, or the prophets, the Nevi'im. And that's what's missing. All Christians read that. They even carry around a little New Testament. They call it the New Testament, Gospels and letters, and they all get mixed up what Paul's saying.
What I was going to mention is, I mean, it was mind-blowing for me to recognize that Jesus, his disciples, and, you know, all the prophets and people that followed Jesus afterwards or during that time, they all carried the Torah. I mean, they knew the Torah, which is the Tanakh, the Old Testament. That's what they would say and recite,
you know,
and read and teach and everything.
Well, I think the Baptists or some of these church people, they think that Apostle Paul had a Gideon New Testament.
Yeah.
Well, even the New Testaments they're carrying around, you said they carry just the New Testament. Many of them also have Proverbs and Psalms in. And that's all true. Through Psalms, like even Proverbs. Proverbs 28:9 says, now, and I don't know how they rationalize this because they say the law is gone. It says, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, that means the commandments of God, the judgments, even his prayer shall be an abomination. So if you don't want to keep God's commandments, which are the oracles of God, God spoke them, which are the foundation, which are the first principles, where are you?
That's right.
Your prayer is an abomination.
And it's a sad thing. You know, a lot of people are worshiping him in vain. And he said, in vain do you worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Jesus said that, Yeshua. I see, you know, when I listen to this conversation as we continue with it, I hear that one of the problems is the church has separated themselves from Israel. And there isn't one body. Now there's two bodies. And all these ministers are running around. They're always talking about the church and Israel, like it's two separate things.
You can also hear that, even though in this day and time, you're still seeing it as in that day and time with Paul, with John, with James, with Timothy, with Titus. It's always a warning to Colossians, to Galatians, to, you know, a warning to us too, Tennesseans, to Georgians, to, you know, all of us, warnings to us as well. We can't be thinking about or dwelling on doctrines that can actually kill our salvation and make us lose our salvation.
Right.
I think that happens way too often.
That's right, because there is only one body, like Angela was saying, there's one body. And if I was to explain what that one body is, the Israel of God, we almost have to go back to the apostles, because when you go farther ahead in history to the Catholics and the Protestants, it's so out of whack that you really can't. But if you go to the apostles and who they were Jews. They kept the commandments of God. They kept the Torah, the Tanakh. That's what they had for scriptures. They had the feast days of the Lord, and they found the Messiah. And really, that's all any Israel of God has to be. You don't need to be a Protestant or a Catholic, but you do have to join the one body, the Israel of God.
Amen.
Right. You know. Again, when we're talking and this conversation is, continuing, I hear that again, that the Christians, as they're called, you know, that word's used three times in the Bible, but the Christians are, they don't realize that this Jesus, he is the Mashiach, he is the Messiah that is in the Hebrew Bible. And this is called the Tanakh, which is an acronym. You know, means the Torah, five books of Moses, the Nevi'im, the prophets, and the Kutuvim, the writings. And that's what Yeshua talked about. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11, Apostle Paul tells the Ephesians, like the Gentiles, he's talking to them. He says, wherefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, with that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without the Messiah, Christ, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel.
Amen.
In other words, you're supposed to be joining the commonwealth of Israel, not separating like you have your own church and Israel is over there in the corner. And we're not talking about just Israel and Israel, because some people in Israel are not of the Israel of God. But we're talking about the commonwealth of the Israel of God. It says that you were strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. You know, so this Jesus that everyone is believing in, which is fantastic, however, that is the Jewish Messiah.
Amen. And who was the new covenant given to?
That is the question most Christians cannot answer. Everyone right now who's listening, I want you to answer this question wherever you might be in your mind. Who was the new covenant given to? Okay, time's up. Apostle Paul in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8, he says that this new covenant, if you read those few verses, that was given to the house of Israel. And he's quoting Jeremiah 31:31, you know, in the next few verses. In other words, there's no house of the Baptist, house of the Church of Christ. There's no that stuff is all made up after the 1500s.
So in other words, you do have to join the apostles and Paul, who were the house of Israel.
Of course.
Who found the Messiah. That's who you follow.
The church has not replaced Israel.
Never.
Or the church has not distanced itself away from Israel. There's supposed to be one body. You know, I always quote those verses, you know, in the Bible where there's one Lord, one faith. You know, that whole thing. I'll read it to you in a moment. But there's one lawgiver. And this is what I think, getting back to if people understood there was one master builder and there's one body and there's one building, that means there has to be one foundation.
Right, one foundation.
The foundation is the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And this is very important.
So, in other words, the foundation being, now Jesus is the Word of God. He spoke the commandments. He said, are you going to keep them or no? All he wants to know is, are you going to keep them or no? Because when you were breaking of the commandments, that's when you were a sinner, and that's why you needed a Savior. And that's why you needed the blood of the Messiah. But a lot of people don't know that because they don't know why they got saved. They don't know what they got saved from. They know the name Jesus and the blood, not realizing that when they repented from not keeping those commandments, that they had to turn and keep those commandments.
Amen.
And Christian doctrine has negated the commandments. So those are the commandments of men telling you not to keep God's commandments, and it's wrong.
Well, you know,
doctrine.
You know, it's a strange thing. You know, these. If we talk about just the Ten Commandments, which has seemed to be, you know, it's the foundation. It's of everything. Before you even go forward, you should know your Ten Commandments and keep them. However, Nine Commandments, all the Christians say, yeah, they're for us. But that one commandment, what's that one commandment that's not for them?
That would be the fourth. Mm. And you ask what that is?
Remember to keep the Sabbath. It's remember to keep the seventh day holy.
Why is the fourth one, why do Christians think the fourth commandment is not for them? That's Jewish.
Or some of them say, you can't keep the commandments. They don't think you can keep any of them.
It is an action commandment. I mean, if you think about it, your life does get truly addressed with that commandment. I mean, you know, we do happen to know the nine. We don't steal. We don't, you know, we keep in our mind that those are ones that we grow up and learn from our grandmothers. So we get a little bit of a foundation there. But with the fourth commandment, there was no seeking or understanding. And even, like you said before, negating it. That, or it was abolished, or it was for some other nation, not them.
Right, and how many times in the New Testament does it say the word Sabbath?
60 times.
But see it. It's like they just
Protestant ministers, they're all schooled from the same divinity schools and seminaries, and there's some Jesuits that snuck inside there, and they teach, basically, they're teaching repackaged Catholicism to everybody.
Well, even in Timothy, with Paul, in all their scriptures and in their writings, they speak like this. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, chapter 3, verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So understanding what sin is and including everything. Also other places that these are things he's saying to continue in is foundation. The foundation, especially to Gentiles that were being taught then, they were taught the basics, which are to understand what the commandments, ordinances, statutes, judgments are.
Amen. So what we're saying today is everybody wants to get into prophecy. Everybody wants to get into the end of the world and talk about this thing called the rapture and everything. But really, that's the meat of the word. If you don't have the foundation yet, if you're not keeping the commandments of God, meaning you don't have the very foundation, then why go on to those things? Why go there?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, if we look back in history, you know, you can probably get a list of many, many ministers and pastors that have battled each other over when this rapture is going to happen and when the eschatology and the blow-by-blow events that are going to take place. A lot of them have passed away now. What did it matter? And they never even kept the Ten Commandments. I mean, isn't that sad? You know, I always like to read what Jesus, Yeshua, I call him Yeshua, his Hebrew name, in the book of Luke, he says, chapter 6, verse 46, he says, "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and you do not the things that I say?" And then I looked at John, you know, John 14, 15, Jesus, Yeshua says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And then back to Luke 6:47, it says, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not," in other words, if you hear and do not, okay, this is who you like. You like somebody that has a foundation. He built a house upon the earth against when the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. In other words, the foundation is so important. In other words, when God spoke the Ten Commandments, did he tell them about prophecies in the future? What did he tell them first?
He told them the Ten Commandments.
Yes, the foundation. Taught the six commandments of how you take care of your neighbor. The four commandments of how you handle God. Isn't that important?
It's so important.
And the reason it's important is because how much sin is going to heaven?
None.
Zero.
Okay, let's talk about something else then.
What is sin?
Sin is breaking the commandments. It's breaking the law. It's,
how about what
sin
John
said? Sin is a transgression
said.
Of the law, right.
Sin
it's
is
taking occasion by a commandment,
right.
Getting around the commandments.
Yes.
That's what sin is. But the reason is because does God hear the prayer of sinners?
No.
My Bible says he doesn't.
That's right. And if you keep your ear from hearing the law, your prayer is an abomination to him. That's why we're talking about this.
It's a scary thing.
Except the sin of a repentant heart.
Yes,
but, you know,
right.
Of course,
yes, God.
But,
amen.
But if you're
right.
Keep sinning.
If you keep sinning and
right,
not keeping his commandments,
right.
Are you going to heaven?
No.
You know. I think that the three of us, we speak pretty clear. You know, a lot of times I'm listening to talk radio on the gospel stations. I hear these guys yelling and screaming and making all these little antics and these little, I don't know, Protestant little things they're taught. They, you know, you can't even get the message. We talk plain. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and the commandments is something we need to turn back to. And we're not trying to preach to you any new thing. We're trying to get you back to the old path.
Amen.
This is the old path. Does anybody remember where that's at in Jeremiah?
It's in Jeremiah 6, I believe.
Yes, maybe we should read that. It says, 6:16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls."
Amen.
But what does most of the world say?
They say, "We will not walk therein."
Oh, and doesn't that break my heart and God's?
You can't keep the commandments, they'll say.
It's terrible. And this is so important. We're not trying to get you to do anything new. Don't think that the fourth commandment is anything less than the fifth or the sixth. We believe all the commandments are equal.
Right.
We want you to make sure you keep all 10 of them. God, those 10, they encompass so many different things, and the ordinances, and there's so many things to talk about.
David, over and over in Psalms, said it was his understanding to understand the commandments, and that it was his delight, and he talked over and over about it. All of them did, actually. You know, in Deuteronomy 4:5, it says, "Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep,
Amen.
Therefore, and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations,
Amen.
Which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people."
Praise the Lord. Very good.
Amen.
I mean, how could that be bad advice?
It sounds good.
Well, would you trust, do you really want anybody in heaven that feels that they can just lie whenever they want to, or that they can commit adultery whenever they want to?
Absolutely.
And ask for
not.
Forgiveness? Yeah. No, because they're untrustworthy. They're not saved people.
That's not logical to think
no,
that would happen.
Logical.
Yeah, to think that would even happen. And our understanding of how God is through the Word.
But then again, bad doctrine is not logical.
That is so true.
It's not logical.
I think people need to come out of some of these Protestant churches and Catholic churches and join us.
And read the Word for themselves.
Yes. I mean, we're One of Messiah congregation. We meet every Sabbath, the fourth commandment. We meet at the New Hope Community Church at 605 Wilson Pike. You are invited. We had a wonderful Sabbath yesterday. We read so much.
Amen. And what we're talking about is sometimes that bad doctrine that you were raised with that doesn't even make any sense, if you really think of it logically, you have to unlearn. And that's very difficult to do, because it's like when you're, Angela was talking about that foundation. He was talking about that foundation, the Messiah, and if every building has a foundation. Well, if there's already a building there and it's the wrong building, first you got to tear it down and start all over and read the word like you never read it before and get full understanding and ask God for understanding.
Amen.
And if you really seek, he says you will find. But you have to realize there might be a problem.
You know, this is an interesting thing. I always use this as a, the earmarks of a real believer, or actually a rule of thumb to actually gauge yourself. Some people will say to me all the time, well, how do you know if a church is the truth, or how do you know what they're doing? I say, look, we're not going to go through all their doctrines. We're not going to go through every single thing they believe. I always start with the Ten Commandments. If they're not keeping the Ten Commandments, I don't care if they got like Einstein's as professors there. I mean, if you're not keeping the Ten Commandments, your building is going to fall. It's going to topple.
Amen.
Because your foundation is not complete. So this is a rule of thumb. Go find out if your pastor, if they keeping the Ten Commandments. And if they tell you the Fourth Commandment is done away, what are you supposed to say? That's ridiculous.
That's
why would God want to get rid of one of his commandments? Who got rid of the Fourth Commandment?
The Catholic Church and Constantine took away the fourth Commandment.
You know, later on, the Catholic Church says, we're the Mother Church, and you Protestants are going to follow us, and you did. And you guys all break the Fourth Commandment every week. It's sad, the Sabbath. And, you know, we don't like to just harp on the Sabbath, but we realize that's one of the major commandments that you are missing. Just think, Christians only got 9.
Do you realize how many counterfeits you were fed from before you were ever born? Before we were ever born, way before that, we were fed counterfeits. Well, God has his calendar, but we were given another calendar.
What calendar do we use every day?
The Gregorian calendar.
And who is that?
It's from Pope Gregory.
Yeah, 1500s, Pope Gregory.
That's right. So we have a counterfeit there. We have counterfeit feast days of the Lord. God has his own feast days. What were we given? Counterfeits. We have Christmas, St. Valentine's Day. What about the Day of Atonement? What about the Feast of Tabernacles? What about Passover? What about Feast of Weeks, Pentecost? See, we were fed a lot of counterfeits.
Oh.
And but don't swallow them anymore. Look in your Bible and you'll see that they're there.
You know, people would be shocked if they just looked up the origin of the names of the months of the Gregorian calendar, or the names of the days of the week that we use every day. I'm not going to get into that now, but paganism is running rampant in America. And basically, America's only a little over 240 years old, and basically everyone's from another country. So you need to maybe reconsider what you believe, where you learned it, and maybe you need to make some revisions to what you believe.
That's right. And if you're a Catholic, we are ex-Catholics. I was raised that way. What I realized when I first picked up the Bible, I was fed counterfeit commandments. You probably don't know it. So go to your Bible. It's in your Bible too. Exodus 20. Read the commandments as they are and ask yourself, how can any person, pope, anybody on this earth change a commandment of God? The answer is they can't.
That's right.
Unless they make themselves as gods, which is blasphemy.
I grew up Protestant, and with now understanding what the foundation is, this all blends together and matches perfectly. Everything fulfilling everything about Jesus. And so it really all makes sense now, whereas before, nothing made sense. Things were confusing. I know a lot of people out there are probably thinking that and saying they can't understand the word, they never read it because of that, and so on. Well, I challenge you, because if you read it all the way through, it's going to, and seek the Lord and pray, you're going to get understanding, because the Lord's going to see you seeking it, and it's a promise of the Lord. He says it in his word.
Praise the Lord. Very good. You know, I just want to let everybody know, we're not knocking people. We're not downing any people. We're just coming against doctrines that have been created. Ever since Martin Luther showed up in the 1500s, he was a Catholic monk. All he did was repackage the Catholic Church. And he got rid of some saints. He got rid of the Pope. But they all do the same thing. Some of the Protestants say the Apostles' Creed. That's Catholic. I tell everybody, come out from among them. Don't join Judaism. Judaism is another false, another religion that's not right. That was created like between 200 and 400 AD when the rabbis, these guys elected themselves, called themselves rabbis, and now they have the Judaism. They got so many false doctrines. I was listening to some of them today. They even think that Phinehas was the later on was reincarnated into Elijah, and they think that Job and Job and Balaam and the other guy, Moses' father-in-law, Jethro.
Jethro, yeah.
They think they were all together. They think they were counselors to Pharaoh. They think that Job. Listen to this. The Judaism has a teaching where they think that Job, Jethro, and Balaam were counselors to Pharaoh. Just that Job and Jethro, you know, they got a little wise and they left. It's ridiculous. Made up. So I tell people, be careful. What we're getting at is what you've been taught. In the privacy of your own home, think it over. What do you really believe? And where did you get it from?
That's right. When they take things out of context or they add things, you know, like I said, they don't even have the foundations, but yet they're being prophetic and making things up. Well, where are they getting it from? If it doesn't match the word, it's not of God. If they're not keeping the commandments, they're not prophets. Right. It's
Amen.
Impossible. No prophet of God ever broke God's commandments.
Could you imagine what a prophet of God saying, I don't want to keep that commandments legalistic.
Oh, man.
But what I was going to mention that's happening, you know, in abundance. People are writing books and, you know, doing all these things, not even having the foundation. Peter says that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets.
Amen.
And of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and the Savior. That's Peter.
That's Peter.
The disciple, you know. So we can't forget these things. And it's so important to be mindful of it.
That's right. And, you know, some people say, well, if Jesus didn't mention it again, then it's still a commandment. Well, that's kind of ridiculous because, first of all, they were reading from the Tanakh, which is the Torah, the prophets, and the Psalms. They didn't have any New Testament scriptures. So they all kept the commandments of God.
You know, these concepts that we're bringing up today, I mean, you know, Jesus didn't have the Gospels and letters. Some people never even considered that. I'm telling you, they need to rehash what they believe, where they learned it, think about what do you really believe. All we're telling you is that there's, in Ephesians 4:4, there's one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who's above all, and through all, and in you all. We are one of Messiah congregation, and we're Jews and Gentiles, and we all are one. We all left the Gentile world, in other words, the nations, and we joined the Israel of God. We meet every Saturday on the Sabbath at 12 o'clock. You're invited at the New Hope Community Church, 605 Wilson Pike. That's Brentwood, Tennessee. If you want to call us anytime after the broadcast, we're at 615-591-9820. That's 591-9820. We invite all phone calls. We want you to get back to the basics, the milk of the word.
Because where in the word does it say you can't keep the commandments? I can tell you all through the word. We're not telling you anything wrong. We're telling you to keep God's commandments. It says it all through the word. I ask you, who would want you not to keep his commandments? Who would that be?
Sounds like the evil one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think people need to go fly right to the book of Revelations 22, where it says, blessed are they that do his commandments. Not just the ones that hear it, the ones that do it. You got to do his commandments, that you may have right to the tree of life and enter in through the gates to the city.
Amen.
We have a problem there, people. A lot of the corrupt Bibles, and my friends out there, there's a lot of corrupt Bibles. Many of the Bibles say, blessed are those that wash their robes. Oh. They took out keep the commandments. It says keep the commandments. If it says wash your robes in your Bible, that's wrong.
Well, praise the Lord.
Keep the commandments. Amen.
We are one of Messiah congregation, Kaha Chad B'Mashiach. We are Jews. Come and follow us. Come and join us on the Sabbath. Go to our website. That's oneinmessiah.net. oneinmessiah.net. Call us anytime, 615-591-9820. 591-9820. We want to hear from you. Email us.
Amen. And keep the remember the foundation and what the oracles of God are. And the oracles of God. Because if you don't understand those verses, John says it's the old commandment that was from the beginning. Where's the beginning? You know, you have to look at the word and say, you know, put yourself in the place of the apostles who knew the Tanakh and that's all they had.
That's right.
There's no new God. There's no new gospel. The new gospel is, yes, the Messiah is here. From Amen. Scripture. From Scripture. Amen.
Psalm 11, verse 3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You can't do too much when the foundations are destroyed. So come with us and let's go through the Word of God together on the Sabbath. It's 12 o'clock. The New Hope Community Church, right there at 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee. Saturdays on the Sabbath. I thank God for the blood of the Messiah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Shalom.
Shalom all.
Thank you, Nashville, for making us your Christian home on the AM dial. You're listening to AM 1300 WNQM, Nashville Quality Ministries.